So the Gemara speaks extensively about the simcha that is associated with tu ba'av. The last pshat in the Gemara is, Rav Lez HaGadol says, starting from chamisha sa ba'av, tashash koicha shal chama, the sun's intensity starts to wane, v'lo yo yukursin etim marocha, and no longer would collect firewood, v'visha einon yivation, they don't have that dryness necessary for the Mizbeach's use. Omrav Rnashio, they call it Yoim Tvar Magal. And the Gemara continues with something very interesting. Mikan Ve'elach, going forward, the Moisef Yosef, the Le Moisef Yosef, as she says, you meant to learn Torah at night. Otherwise, Tikbrei Yimei. Now, what's the connection between Tu Ba'av, the sun waning, learning at night? Now we know, Chama, sun, relates to the Goyim. Right? The Goyim, they set the calendar based on the sun, the solar system. Yisrael are based on the Levana. Yisrael Mainin Levana. So perhaps we could explain as follows. Tu B'Av was when things start turning around for us. Until that point, it's Zman of Avelus, Zman of Churban, Lo'im Melo'im Yamas. It's either or. Kishezeh kam zeh naifa, as the Gemara says, Rashi brings in a Chumash. We have this constant struggle. Yisrael and Edom. And they were, at least it appeared, that they were somewhat victorious over us. They destroyed our Migdash. It's a time of our Avelus, a time of our downfall. But comes a point. Tesvav Ba'av, 7 days after Tesvav, the Yemei Avelus are coming to an end. The Shiva is over. Tashash Kecha Shel Chama, the power of the Umas Ha'olam, the power of the ones who sent us into exile, weaken a bit. The sun diminishes. It loosens a bit. It loses its intensity. At that point, in the middle of that month, when the moon takes over, we experience a full moon, which pretty much represents what we go through. The process of the moon waning and then coming back again strong every month. That's all we experience. That's the Jewish experience throughout the Golos. In fact, we say it by Kiddush Levana. Shem Asidim is Chadash Kemoisa. Right, the fact that the moon gets darker and darker, and suddenly it's there again, until it fills up completely. That's a symbolizes our Mahalach HaGolos. Shem Asidim is Chadash Kemoisa. We're going to come back strong, just like that full moon. On to Ba'av, the sun gets weaker, and we get stronger again. The Levana, the moon that shines in the darkness of night, that embodies, that exemplifies our job in this world, our mission to light up the darkness, to learn Torah, to be Moisef in Torah, even Balayla. And Davka Balayla, L'Oir HaLevana, using the illumination coming from the moon Davka, that moon which was just dark until this point, suddenly he's here again. He's in Schadish again. So that's the mission that we're on. From Tesvav Ba'av, keep in mind, Avelus is over. Be Mischazik. Learn. Be Moisif. Learn throughout the night, Davka, in the darkness of night. That's what it's all about. Through difficulty, through darkness. Take the ray of light that we see up there, the moon, which is suddenly shining in the darkness. Be Moisif Torah. It's over. Tu Ba'av. The Shiva is over. And that's our true Nechama. Maybe we'll be Zoicha to experience the true light. Shema Sidim Leschadosh Kemois, Vias Gerot Tzedek, Bimher Bimene Omen.